Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Public Access Talent Shows. July 30th, 2008, coming up on the program today, Fat Ladies versus Gym Equipment, plus Angry Elderly Nudists, and Gallons of Pus and Self-Defecation. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
She came down from Mars, this creature from space. That, my friends, is Bevan Scott. Just another loser from the 1980s public access series Stairway to Stardom. I think they were going the wrong way on those stairs. Down to obscurity. Interesting things to note about Bevan. He was a cabaret singer, and the song he was singing was called The Eve of the War from the late 1970s rock musical War of the Worlds. Yes, that War of the Worlds. They turned it into a rock musical, and it failed miserably, no doubt. Now, I have a little more information about Bevan Scott here. Bevan was born in Cleveland in 1956. His brother is Kevin Scott, who was a city prosecutor in Cleveland in the mid-90s. Bevan, or Bev, as he was known to his friends, moved to New York in 1977 and is credited with half a dozen roles, mostly minor, in off-Broadway and community-style theater performances between 1979 and 1983. Then things went downhill for Bevan. He died in 1984. You can probably guess what the cause of his death was.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert!
Oh no, poor Bevan. Although listening to that horrible song is like catching audio AIDS. Feels so weak. Ooh, speaking of gay, I found the gayest, most awkward clip of Mike Myers ever. I'm sure you guys all know Mike Myers. He was Austin Powers, Wayne from Wayne's World. Anyways, he was in this movie called 54, which was a drama all about Studio 54, the famous nightclub. Take a listen to this.
She also says that you're married to Anita.
Yeah.
And that you never go with the other boys.
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't. I'm not gay.
Oh, labels. Well, you know what? I'm not gay either. I want to suck your cock.
I just love the delivery. Like, I'm not gay, and then there's a 10-second pause, and then...
I want to suck your cock.
I want to suck your cock.
I want to suck your cock.
The way he says it's funny.
I want to suck your cock. I want to suck your cock.
You'll be hearing that sound effect again. I guarantee it. Ding. I've got some porn bloopers here. The first one, a girl is getting pounded. Like, she's on her knees, kind of, like, on a desk, and a guy's standing up behind her, like, fucking her in the ass. And apparently, that's not a good position for her. She gets an ouchie.
Oh, fuck! Oh, my God!
Ah! See, hurts.
Okay.
She's, like, banging her fucking stripper whore shoes on the desk. God, that hurts so bad!
Okay.
Cock in my ass! I can't take it anymore!
Okay.
Sorry.
Fuck the pain away.
I cannot do that anymore!
Okay.
So she decides to just bend over the desk. Just Fuck me this way. It's more comfortable.
I cannot do that anymore.
Okay.
Fuck me.
All right. I've actually got a couple more porn bloopies for you. This is a scene where a guy was fucking a girl and then pulls out, jerks off, and accidentally blows his wad in the chick's eye.
Oh, my God. It hit me in the eye.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Gross. I can't see.
Sorry.
I can't see. I'm blind. I can't see.
I can't see.
Sorry.
Get the fuck out. All right, here's another one. This is a girl giving a guy a blowjob, and she goes down a little too far and gags herself.
Whoa. You're giving some gifts already.
All right, and probably my favorite clip here is a guy getting a blowjob from a girl, and he comes in her mouth, and she specifically told him not to. There he goes. You can hear her going, and then she goes to get a drink of water.
Oh, fucking asshole, I told you not to come on me.
Come on, you're alright. I know you like
that. Oh, I can't believe you came on me.
I didn't come in you. On you. No, it's in your mouth. Come on.
Fucking asshole.
It's true, in you is different than on you. There you go, just a couple porn bloopers for you. Now, I've got a new Alexis K. Tyler clip, and I know we play a lot of Alexis, but this one is beyond ridiculous. It's not a normal Alexis K. Tyler clip. She's apparently being interviewed by someone, right? And then she asks the camera guy a question, and she fucking loses her shit on him. Take a listen.
That's fine, because we're going to do this ongoing, but I want to ask y'all a question. And if you don't want to be in the camera, that's fine. If you don't want to show your picture, your face, then just still give me your opinion.
Okay.
I want to know what y'all think about young men and old women fucking.
I'm all for the whole Ray J thing. Like, Ray J fucking with me. I'm trying to get me a sugar mama in my life. I really am.
How you know Ray J is fucking with me?
Because he said he fucking with me.
That's the cameraman.
Did she say it?
Yeah, he said it.
But when he fucking
Lil'
Kim and...
Ray J make you famous.
All right, so far so good.
What do you do with Kim Kardashian? That's good. But what I'm wondering is, I see a lot of people have hang-ups about younger men fucking with older women. And I'm just wondering, you as an older...
In the white community, those women are called cougars.
An older man, so you're saying...
Maybe they're called something else in the black community.
An older man, so you're saying that you have
younger
no...
Man.
Issue. You're a younger man. You have no issue. Because what I'm working
I have
is,
no issue making you my busted baby. None.
But is you talking about me, your damn busted baby, or you and your any older woman, your damn busted baby?
Now, what he should have said here is, I was referring to, you know, Whitney as a busted baby, not every woman. You shouldn't lump Alexis in with busted babies, and that's... this guy's tragic misstep, and that's when Alexis K. Tyler loses it. I'm not sure what a busted baby is. I can guess it's, you know, busting your nut inside a woman.
I have no issue making you my busted baby. None.
Well, is you talking about me, your damn busted baby, or you and your any older woman, your damn busted baby?
All of the above.
I think a woman wants to reach that certain age.
I don't want to hear that shit right now, because this...
Wait a second. The other cameraman chimes in. He wants to give his opinion, but Alexis doesn't want to hear it right now.
I think a woman wants to reach that certain age.
I don't want to hear that shit right now, because this motherfucker just said he want to make me a damn busted baby. Do I look like a fucking busted baby? You can bust your damn nuts.
Janet Jackson's a busted baby. Jermaine made Janet Jackson a busted baby.
He paying that lady. He makes sure she making money, producing her damn shit. A busted baby, all they do is damn make somebody nuts swell up and damn quiver and damn unload all kind of cum in they fucking mouth. Is that what you think of me? That what you said I damn am? A fucking slut?
I'm scared. I'm about to turn the camera off. I'm gonna keep the camera rolling because she about to beat me up.
No, but you better clarify.
He's always running his damn mouth.
Piccadilly. Talking about how he fuck and how he put his fucking hand up like this and hold somebody. Fuck me, motherfucker. Get up. He done hit all the shit out the damn way, son of a bitch.
yeah, Alexis at this point is moving all the props, like the plants and the chairs, so this guy can fuck her, I guess.
Get a flower out the damn way. You gonna make me your busted, babe. Let's see. Let's everybody see the shit. Right now. Fuck me. Make me how you want it. Here.
She's bent over something, lifting her legs in different positions.
Bust it! Bust it, bitch! Bust it! Bust it, baby!
I gotta hold
bust it. Mailman, hold the damn camera, because he's finna make me his damn bussy, baby! Lena, how you want it? How you want it? How you want me to get so you can damn bust it open?
Alexis is fucking livid, and the other people are just sort of laughing, like nervous laughter.
You, she can hear you.
He's scared.
All right, enough. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month, that's all it takes to get you a membership. You can also sign up for a yearly membership for $50, you get full access to the entire archive of every single episode of Distorted View Daily, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. Yesterday, I posted an exclusive bonus episode of Distorted View around noon. Today, around noon, I'm going to post a video cast for you Sideshow Freaks, and then tomorrow we'll probably do another extended or exclusive show. Great time to sign up right now. $5 a month, $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Check it out. That would make a wonderful birthday present for me, you signing up for the Sideshow. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I think it's time we visit Distorted View's Kids Corner.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I want to suck your cock.
The DB Kids Corner. All the S's are Z's. A 12-year-old girl was left without food or water to die in the backyard of her foster home, delirious with pain and unable to move, a court has heard. Crown Prosecutor Rich Coates said... Rich Coates. Sounds like something you would apply to a wall. Those are nice, rich coats. All right, yes, Rich Coates said doctors at Royal Darwin Hospital uncovered a massive 1.5 liters of pus in the child's leg caused by a fracture to her left thigh. Sisters Tony Melville, 43, and Denise Reynolds have been charged with the manslaughter of a girl who first started to limp following a school sports day. 3 weeks later, on July 12th last year, she died from a blood and bone infection. Mr. Coates said osteomyelitis, is that the right word? Was a condition, who the fuck cares, common in children in that doctors would have had no difficulty diagnosing. With medical treatment, she could have made a full recovery, he said on the first day of a Northern Territory Supreme Court. Even if medical treatment had been sought on the last day when her heart stopped beating, she would have still had a fighting chance of survival. Mr. Coates said Ms. Reynolds was a stubborn woman who insisted the child had sustained a sports injury which would improve with exercise. When the girl refused, Ms. Reynolds would smack her leg with a stick. Yeah! Oh, we've got a very sadistic, happy bunch of children in the audience today. Quote, the child was unable to stand unassisted, and when she was forced to, she would just fall to the ground. God, I hope there's a YouTube video of that, Mr. Coates said during opening submissions. When assistance was not forthcoming to help her to the toilet, she would urinate and defecate in her clothes where she lay. Mr. Coates said social workers who visited the three-bedroom home, which housed 17 people the day before the death, found the child lying on the kitchen floor crying. When the girl was told to take a shower, she struggled to walk and had to use the walls for support. Mr. Coates said the jury would also hear evidence that hours before her death, the girl was punished for soiling her clothes and taken out to the backyard. Old Yeller style. That would have been a better fate than what happened to her. If the family was just like, look, you can't stand up, you're pissing yourself, I think it's time we take you out to the backyard. There, took care of that situation. I'm sure authorities wouldn't have a problem with that. Quote, you will hear evidence from children who were playing in the yard that day, and the girl began to talk about fairies and witches, and she said a limousine was coming to pick her up. Jesus was behind that wheel. The girl said, yeah, I can see the light now, and she just stopped breathing.
I want to suck your cock. I want to suck your cock. I want to suck your cock. I want to suck your cock.
That wraps up another Distorted View Kids Corner. Police say a Vancouver, Washington man was arrested Friday on assault and menacing charges following an incident the day before at Rooster Rock State Park. It's described as a clothing-optional beach. The suspect allegedly struck a man several times with a collapsible police-type baton. The victim, who was accompanied by four children, was struck after landing an inflatable raft on Sand Island. Oregon police were dispatched around 1:10 p.m. to a reported assault involving a nude sunbather. According to OSP Lieutenant Greg Hastings, a trooper and two deputies arrived at the park and located the victim, a 45-year-old Southeast Portland man, who told officers he was on his inflatable raft with three girls and one boy, ages 7 to 10.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
No, he wasn't a pedophile. They landed at Sand Island, which he thought was several hundred feet away from the clothing optional area at the park. Quote, two small Chihuahua dogs ran from his raft onto the beach and continued about 100 yards towards the area of the nude male sunbather, where the victim saw the man hitting the dogs with what appeared to be a stick, Hastings said. The nude suspect allegedly walked toward the victim and children, then raised his arm up holding a can of mace. The victim backed up, causing him to trip and fall backwards, at which time the nude suspect struck the victim in the head, torso, and right leg with what later determined to be a collapsible baton. The victim went to the doctor at a later time to be examined for obvious signs of bruising injuries. Officers searched the park with state park personnel but were unable to find the suspect. Hastings said that during the early evening, the victim spoke to the trooper on the phone and was able to provide a vehicle license number and description when he saw the suspect leave the park. A follow-up investigation identified the suspect as 74-year-old nude sunbather Donald Joseph Kenny of Vancouver, Washington. On July 25th, Rooster Rock State Park's personnel were given the vehicle and suspect information. 10 minutes later, State Park personnel confirmed the suspect's vehicle was parked at the East End parking lot. He was arrested on second-degree assault and menacing charges. I'm sorry, this guy may have went to the hospital for the bruises the naked sunbather gave him, but it's the scars you can't see that's going to be affecting him for a long, long time. The images of a naked 74-year-old man? Those kids are sick. Final story we have for you today comes from New York. A very large lady at the New York Sports Club was slingshot off equipment known as the abductor and had to be hauled from the gym in a rescue basket by firefighters. A rescue basket. The accident was reported before noon, where a 38-year-old woman was using the machine, which firms muscles of the hips and inner thighs. Quote, she didn't close the machine properly, said one source. She was supposed to exit it from the side but tried to go over the leg bar, and her loose pants got caught in the handle. Gym members were aghast as they watched the accident unfold. If you're on a machine, it's you versus the machine, said another gym member. She put too much weight on the machine. She was like slingshot from it. A fire department spokesman said that because of the woman's large size, paramedics had to use a Stokes basket instead of a regular stretcher to lift the woman from the gym and into the ambulance. She was taken to New York Presbyterian's Columbia University Medical Center. A spokeswoman at the hospital had no immediate information. Again, I hope there's some surveillance video that finds its way onto YouTube. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I was just thinking, did I mention that Bevan Scott died of AIDS on a previous episode of Distorted View? Now that I think about it, I think maybe we've talked about it before on the show. Whatever. Who cares?
Jaku, Tim, listening to the Friday show, and he's kind of a dumbass. I'm pretty sure when he said callous is not his name, that's a description of his personality. Way to go.
Wait, I got to go back and listen to Friday's show. I probably did fuck it up. It's another installment of Tim is a Dumbass.
Hey, Tim, it's Hinckley from New Hampshire.
Hi, Hinckley.
I was just wondering, you always say that you want mandatory euthanasia, but why would you want that many kids running around China? Boo-doon-tsh. you get it, you know, like youth in Asia. So like kids
oh
in
my
Asia,
God.
You know,
if your voicemail was a little bit longer, I would have queued up the train wreck.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's Winnow Liquor. You mentioned a few days ago that you don't remember any good podcasts because you don't really listen to them.
Yes.
Now, you said Keith and the Girl, that doesn't really sound interesting to me. Nobody Likes Onions is okay. You know, they're from the Tampa area where I'm from. Well, they're actually from St. Pete, I think, but, you know. But, can't believe it, dude. You've been on their show. You always used to talk about them. If you haven't heard them for them in a while, you know, they're kind of going through a breakup from what I understand. But PK&J. Now, they're not making new episodes, but they got past archive shows that are, you know, fun to listen to. And you're on two of them. So,
yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't think of it because they haven't been on in fucking ages. They sort of pod faded away. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed PK&J. I didn't know they were going through a breakup, but I don't know where you're getting your information from. But that's sad if it's true. But anyways, yeah, I mean, if you go to PK&J... Well, I don't even know the website. Was it PK&JShow.com, maybe? Yeah, PK&JShow.com. You can check that out. I was on a couple episodes and I had a great time. Love those guys. All right, next up.
Hey, I was just listening to your July 18th video, and the girl that wrote that poem actually disabled comments on our video.
Oh,
I was gonna make fun of her, but for you.
No.
As my mom stands here looking at me. But I was about to say, well, she can't have her period, but at least she's not pregnant.
That's true.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. And I think
look on the bright side of life.
She disabled the comments for the rest of her videos, too, sadly.
Oh, so. She was smart.
Jigu, Timmy. It's Roman in San Francisco. I was pleased to hear the return of Black Friday, although I don't think the particular clip you played was one of mine, but no matter. Use them.
Okay.
The other question I have for you is the furry wedding in San Francisco coming up in about a month or so. Are you still going to go ahead with that one? Because I'm eager to join a little freak get-together. I hope you go ahead with it. And lastly...
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard anything in a long time about that. And, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
TJ, Sean from Walkie here. Two things, hopefully short and quick. Dimitri, the douchebag.
Yes, the douchebag.
That was an awesome skit. I loved it. I would love to hear more. If you do have his real number, maybe give him a little Skype call.
Oh, man.
See what's up with him. Maybe we can you can pose as older.
Well, he has a website, right? DimitriTheLover.com. And he supposedly has seminars and stuff on how you two can be a douchebag.
You assholes, leave the whole voicemail, electronic mail, email fucking thing. Who gives a shit? Everyone knows what you mean. So
yes.
Drop it and... quit fucking up the voicemail because I don't want to hear any more about it. I'm sure a bunch of other people don't either.
All right. There you go.
Hey, Tim. It's me, Rob, from Cleveland.
Oh, hey, Rob.
I have a question for Michael Carino. I can't get to him any other way except for calling your show.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, were you at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on July 27th? Because somebody behind
me... this is a new segment on Distorted View called Missed Connections.
Okay. Hey, Mike, were you at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on July 27th? Because somebody behind me was
looking good, and I wanted to tap that ass. So if you were there, let me know. I want to bang you.
I feel like a little girl. Sounded like his daughter, and he was talking about, like, bird shitting all over her head or something like that. I thought that would
that, be... No, that was Michael Carino. I can tell you right now, without even... knowing anything where he was on that particular day, it sounds a lot like Michael Carino. I mean, he's talking to his daughter about the differences between bitch and cunt.
All over her head or something like that.
Bird shit sounds about right.
I thought that would be something you would talk about. Anyways, just wanted to point that out. All right, man. You keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Rob from Cleveland, checking in. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in OGOD.
I want to suck your cock.
You knew that was coming. Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, got a video cast coming your way a little bit later today. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the big Thursday show. Until then, bye everybody.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine.